Welcome back to Mucho Mondays, the only podcast in tune with the tunes. We're your hosts, Danny Avocado
and Byron Gonzalez.
This lovely song introducing the podcast today is by Mr. Mac DeMarco, Lonely Shredder.
Ooh, I love it. Makes me feel like a lonely shredder.
Yeah, we were actually going to play Belle and Sebastian for you guys, but we decided that this really captured the moment for today and the playlist.
Yeah, we're feeling a little mellow today, but because it's cold. But just because we were feeling mellow doesn't mean we're going to provide that much of a mellow podcast. I mean, it will be pretty mellow and chill, but we still won't miss a beat for you guys.
Yes, keep your dancing shoes on, because at any given moment, we might switch it up on you.
Because that's how we roll. We just switch it up on you. And with that, we have a great episode for you guys. Trust me. We have great songs. We got some events lined up for you guys.
And comedy. Don't forget our funnies.
Yeah, we chose a really good one today. All right, so this first song I have for you guys, I've been in love with. I've been listening to it for like 5 days straight, maybe even more. I don't know. Days have blurred all together with this song now. So here you go. This is Folin with their song Roxy.
Oh,
told you to keep your dancing shoes on. That was Bomba Estéreo with Qué Bonito. And even if you don't speak Spanish, you don't need to speak Spanish to feel the music. I actually discovered them very, very, very recently. They're a Colombian band that started in Bogotá in 2005, so roughly like 11 years ago. And I fell in love with them.
That's
YouTube
great.
Them.
I think I've heard of them before, and they're great. Actually, I think I heard of them from you.
It might have been
last week you told me about it.
Yeah, they're so, so good. And of course, our fave, one of our all-time faves, Santa Gold, was in between with Desperate Youth, which I've probably played a few times, but it's a good song. You can't blame me.
That was a
BBC radio edit. And of course, I'm playing her like nonstop because I'm going to go see her at the end of the month with my girlfriends.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
That's what's up.
But I'm not selfish. I want you to go out with your girlfriends too, and like your boyfriends and your man friends and your friends and all that. So here are a few events for you to check out. And even better, they're all at the Echoplex. All at the Echoplex. So you can just become a regular for the next few months. So the first one is actually the Soul Rebels. They're an 8-piece New Orleans bass brass ensemble.
Ooh, already it sounds
I knew this would be your cup of tea, Byron.
Oh, it is. It has soul. It has rebels. It has the. Oh my god. It's the perfect trio.
Yeah, apparently they have a jazz, funk, hip hop, rock, and pop all, you know, mixed into their beautiful band.
It's missing a little punk, but it's okay.
God damn them. How could you miss the punk? But anyways, catch them at the Echoplex on Thursday, March 10th at 8:30. Tickets are like no more than $20 if you get them there. I'm sure a few more bucks, yeah, like a service fee. But if you want to wait a little longer, you can also catch Twin Peaks, which I'm hoping to do very, very soon because I fell in love with them.
Yeah, they're a new they're a recent Mucho Monday favorite, really.
Yeah, their tickets are already on sale. They went on sale last week. They're also like $13-15.
Very affordable.
Yeah, June 24th, also at the Echoplex. Did I forget to say that?
No, I don't think so.
All right, and another actually Mucho Monday's recent favorite is Swim, and they're playing there too.
It has two M's.
Yeah, Swim with two M's. Google, Swim the band, Twin Peaks the band, because apparently both of these are other shit. They're playing May 18th for $8-10.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
You heard me right.
Line these up in order of price.
Did you catch that? Did you catch?
Oh,
that?
So you did. See, we don't do things by chance. We plan things out.
Yeah. So if you're a little on the cheap side, but you still like to have fun, there you have it. All the shows lined up. Don't forget to not drink and drive. Uber that shit.
Yeah, drink all you want. Let someone else drive.
Yes, but you know what you don't need an Uber for?
What? Mucho
Fucking
Mondays?
Dancing, yes,
and
yes.
Mucho Mondays. Because we come to you straight on your wall. We're that cool for you. Anyway, this next song I liked just because of the name. I judge this song by the name of the cover.
Sometimes that's not too bad. It leads to good music.
Yeah, sometimes. Just like I judge books by their cover. I mean, if you're going to read a book about how to kill somebody, you know what that book is about already just by judging it. So you guys have done that too before. Okay, this next song is called Carl Sagan. If you guys are into the universe and stars and planets and all that, you guys already know. This is by Night Moves. Here you go.
We'll be right back.
Wasn't that a very nice hipster set?
That last one kind of hurt my ears right at the end.
That was Twin Peaks in the middle with Walk to the One You Love.
What?
Walk to the One You Love.
What?
Walk to the One You Love.
No, really, I can't hear you. I see you repeating the words. I just can't make it out.
Okay, whatever. And that beautiful last song that just... apparently fucked up Byron's hearing is Skaters with Head On to Nowhere.
What? I still get it, guys, because I'm deaf.
Well.
Okay, sorry.
Let's head on to something more serious. As serious as we get, at least. Join us at the More Better Media News Quarters. Live from the More Better Media Center, it's Quick Wit Headlines with Byron G.
All right, Byron G here, and this is this week's top stories. Last week, Google's self-driving car had its first accident that included injuries. The injuries were minor, but as Google insists, the accidents the self-driving car caused had not been its fault, but the fault of the humans. Ah, I see you, Google. I see you. I see you. This sounds like a very, very good insurance ploy. Having a self-driving car would actually discharge you of all faults because Google's car does not make mistakes or cause accidents. So obviously, it's always the human's fault. I could see the car commercial already. With Google's self-driving car, you're never at fault in the eyes of the insurance. Grab one today. In other news, in Sweden, a McDonald's Happy Meal is now coming with a VR headset. Yes, a virtual reality headset made from the box itself. McDonald's will also be launching a set of games for kids to play on it. One of them being the ability to eat till you get obese through the course of your life, and then eventually dying from a heart attack. And the only way to win is if the child chooses not to eat McDonald's at the start of the game. Alright, and this is something new from Quick Wit Headlines. We got a new segment here. Daniela is going to join me in for this one. Come into the studio, Daniela. The door's open.
Hi. Oh, wow. This is where we do Quick Wit Headlines. You guys have bagels that are not plain here.
Okay. It's okay. Don't worry about that, okay? You're just here.
Cheese?
Yeah. We're here just for the segment, okay? Okay.
Okay.
So, this new segment with Byron and Daniela, it's called Get Your Shit Together.
Hope you get your shit together, because we're coming after you.
So, on the story we're focusing on today is on SeaWorld, because Joel Manby, CEO of SeaWorld, has recently been caught sending workers, more specifically Paul McCombs, who posed as Thomas Jones, to infiltrate PETA and invade other animal activist groups. Well, mostly just PETA. And when the CEO got caught, all he had to say for himself was that he was in the wrong for doing so. No, man. No. That's not good enough of an excuse. That's something you say when you eat your roommate's chicken nuggets when you were drunk. You're like, hey, sorry, Rumi, I was in the wrong there. I was kind of drunk. Come on, SeaWorld, get your shit together.
Come on, Thomas Jones. Thomas Jones? That sounds faker than the Americanized names that they give to the overseas telemarketers. Michael Williams? Nice try, Sanjay Kumar. Come on, think of something better. What's next? Thomas Jones lives on 1234 Fake Street from Idaho? This is a sorry excuse for a fake name. Get your shit together, Paul.
And also, when Paul Thomas finally infiltrated PETA, he started off with tweeting a call to action. And this is a direct quote, okay, guys? Let us raise our pitchforks and torches to take down SeaWorld. And the other called for a group of people to come and drain the new tanks in 2018. With only one hashtag. One hashtag. Come on, SeaWorld. Shit. If you only use one hashtag, that's not effective. That's a rookie move. You need at least 10 more hashtags for people to actually notice and probably retweet. You're losing it, SeaWorld. Come on, get your shit together.
Yeah, SeaWorld. And by the way, what's this about them actually getting rid of the Orca show? That's great and all, but that's not till November. That bastard CEO will be enjoying his Thanksgiving stuffing while those poor orcas still don't get to be in the ocean. Not only that, but you assholes are only closing the California location. Come on, SeaWorld. You need to do it in all your locations. Get your shit together.
Exactly, you fucking sneaky motherfuckers. That's not how it's supposed to work. That's not what these protests are about in this documentary.
That's not what any of this is about. That's not how this works.
No, man. You owning whales, period, is the whole thing. Creating a new show with these orcas that are less theatrical? That's not the point. Get your shit together.
Come on, SeaWorld. You've kept these whales in captivity for far too long. Give them bigger tanks, like the size of an ocean. Don't separate the newborns. No, you know what? Just don't breed them anymore. Just free the whales, you pricks. That Blackfish movie was supposed to be a reality check. Come on, SeaWorld.
Get your shit together. All right. Thank you, Daniela, for coming into the More Better News Center.
I'm taking some bagels with me to go. Bye, everybody.
All right, peace. Now back to the music with Byron Gonzalez and Daniela.
I'm pretty tired. I didn't drive over there or get flown in back by a helicopter like really Byron
quick.
Did.
That was really quick. Ah, what? You brought bagels?
Yep, I told you.
That motherfucker. Byron G's a fucking asshole. That fucker has bagels. We only have fucking water. Oh my god. What a dick.
Yep, so while we eat these bagels, I'll just go ahead and cut straight to our halftime funnies.
I'm fucking hungry.
Uh-huh, we're both hungry, so laugh it up. This is a voice that might sound a little familiar, especially if you're, you know, in the 25-plus age bracket. This is Aries Spears with his skit on customer service.
Matt TV.
I think there are certain jobs in life that black people should not have, like working in customer service. To work in customer service, you have to have a certain level of tolerance for anger and aggravation. And white people, y'all are built to deal with anger and aggravation. Not niggas. Mm-mm. I don't care how bad shit is going with a white customer service rep. They like hostage negotiators. I don't give a fuck how mad you get. They will talk you down. They will, sir, and I understand and forgive me, you to death. Sir, what's the problem? My motherfucking PlayStation ain't working and I can't play online. I'm pissed the fuck off. Sir. What's your name? Bokeem. Oh, that's a great name. Whatever the problem is, sir, please believe we will get through this. What game are you trying to play? Fucking Madden football. I love football. What's your favorite team? The Giants. I love the Broncos. Go Giants. By the time they fix that shit, you be fucking apologizing. Look, man, I ain't mean to curse you out. Just going through a lot of shit, you know what I mean? My fucking wife is leaving me. My kids ain't shit. I'm sorry. It's okay, sir. My name is Chad. If ever you need help again, my extension is 487. And go Broncos. Black people, fucking... It's a fucking standoff. Fuck wrong with shit. Motherfucker, I'm trying to figure it out. Nigga, you ain't gotta talk to me like that. Man, fuck you. Who the fuck is you? Nigga, you ain't shit. Suck my dick. Your mama ain't shit. Bitch. Nigga, what the fuck?
Oh, when you, yeah, all falls down.
This the real one, baby.
I'm telling you,
Chi-Town stand up.
Oh, when
Southside. Southside, we gon' set this party off right. West side, we gon' set this party off right. Man, I promise. She's so self-conscious. She has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in don't make no money. But she won't drop out. Her parents are looking at her funny. Now, tell me that ain't insecure. The concept of school seems so secure. Sophomore 3 years, ain't picked a career. She like, get out, just stay down her and do it. Cause that's enough money to buy her a few pairs of new ears. Cause her baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter Alexis. Yeah, hair so long that it looked like weave. Then she cut it all off, now she look like Eve. And she be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female addicted to retail as well. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, man, I promise. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, man, I promise. I'm so self-conscious. That's why you always see me with at least one of my watches. Rollies and posses that drove me crazy. I can't even pronounce nothing past that for safety. Then I spent $400 on this just to be like, you ain't up on this. And I can't even go to the grocery store without some ones that's clean and a shirt with a team. See, we live in the American dream. The people high up got the lowest self-esteem. The prettiest people do the ugliest thing. But the road to riches and diamond rings. We shine because they hate us. Floss because they the greatest. We trying to buy back our 40 acres. And for that paper, look how low we are stoop. Even if you in a bench, you still in a coupe. Come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down. Come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down. The police, that's how I treat them. We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We'll buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside. Cause they made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. That's why shorty's hollering where the ball is at. By Jordan crack, hit by crack. And a man get paid off for all of that. But I ain't even gonna act totally other than that. Cause I went to Jacob with 25,000 before I had a house, and I do it again. Cause I wanna be on wishing a band. I wanna act for all horrific like it's all terrific. I got a couple past due bills, I won't get specific. I got a problem with spending before I get it. We all self-conscious, I'm just the first to admit. Yeah, come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Now Selena, you just like a safe belt. You saved my life. Come on, and when it all falls down. Come on, come on, and when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on, and when it all falls down.
right, guys, that last song, you might have recognized it because we played it on last week's episode, but this week we added a little remix, and that was Miguel with Waves, and that was a Tame Impala remix. It was awesome. I loved it.
We might remix it again and then play the original next week again. Who knows? We're fucking wild.
Yeah, so if we remix this again, it's just back to the original.
All right. Well, if you enjoyed her tutu sense
from
last week, great, because we're back at it again. I'm sure by now, if you're on Facebook or on the internet, you have caught a short clip of Lady Gaga speaking at Yale University about emotional intelligence, mainly Ooh. About how she quit pop music.
Yeah. I think I saw a little clip of it. I think I posted it on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Guys, Facebook page.
Watching you, judging you silently. No, I'm just kidding. But here's my tutu sense. You need to watch the whole thing. The whole hour-long clip is so amazeballs. It's actually up on YouTube, so all you have to do is search Lady Gaga Emotional Intelligence Full Clip.
Could you give me a quick summary of it? Because I'm a little hazy.
Oh, you know I'm going to get there, but, you know, I'll try and make it short. It's just basically Lady Gaga coming out and, you know, telling you that we live in an age where we're not really told or expected or even respected when to talk about our emotions, and instead we hide behind so many other social structures, and it's becoming so unhealthy, and it's bringing in so many other, I guess, social stigmas.
So, like, you're just always behind a screen, and when it comes to real life, you stay silent because you can't type it out?
Yeah.
Type of thing?
It's almost like that, you know, one of the many examples that she gives is, we're living in a world where you get a text and you're like, oh, look, you show your friend, like, this is what this person said, what should I say, is this right? You know, like, you don't sit there and you're not true to yourself, you're not vulnerable.
Yeah, because in real conversation, you have to think of something right off the bat, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, with text, it takes you a couple minutes. That's why you never hear from your boo in a long time until maybe she or he has figured out what to say to you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a great point that you're touching, because she talks about that and how what that's really doing, I guess, without, you know, not on purpose, is we're creating lies. We're just fabricating all these lies to each other about how we feel because we think that that's what we're supposed to say in that situation.
We're always just on texting. That's it. We're behind our phones all the time.
Yeah, and I mean, she speaks on so many different subjects that I would do it no justice repeating it back to you, but one message that I really got from it and that I would like to share with our listeners is that your story is important, whatever it is, and it could always help somebody. And next time you ask somebody how they're doing, really listen to their voice, listen to their response, and care, have a little more empathy for everyone around you.
Yeah, nobody's unimportant.
Definitely. So remember that everyone is important, including you, and that your emotions are there for a reason. This talk that Lady Gaga held, she was a part of a seminar, I'm assuming it was at Yale University. This is important stuff. This is not something to be taken lightly because, you know,
we're all getting deeper and deeper into the rabbit hole of technology, really.
Yeah.
I think that's why it's just to make us realize that we got to get out this hole.
We're human.
And go outside and interact with other people.
Like each other.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you interact with people, but selective. But, I mean, everybody out there is
interactable. If you didn't have to go to work, how many of you would just wrap yourself in a burrito blanket and not convey your emotions to another person?
Yeah, and customer service is
very easy.
It shouldn't be where it ends, you know, because, yeah, I work in retail and I do customer service all the time. So I'm always asking people like, oh, hey, how are you? How's your day today? And blah, blah, blah. But outside of that, like, you gotta, I don't know, just interact more.
Yeah.
Outside of work.
Yep. And by what we're saying, do more work, is just be open. Be open with yourself and others. And of course, even though we're getting deep with it, we're giving you some music to get deep with it. So this is Cat Power with Sea of Love.
Troubles will come after you. Find another to enslave. Tell your mouth to run away with truth. Take your secrets to the grave. 5 years gone, and still I long for living hands and chances past. Hear me wait, you close your eyes, feel me even though I die. And when you grow old, we'll have our time. Chances pass. Hear me when you close your eyes. Feel me even though I die. And when you grow old, we'll have our time. Na na na.
Keep it up there, protect you and me. Quick, darling, can you set me free? I'm thinking about you and about me. Time is never right. For fighting bloody Jesus, never's life. My eyes so sore, no sight. I don't know what's wrong and what's right. Blue eyes and purple jeans. I wanna know what love means. Blue eyes and starshine. Girl, you know your heart is mine. You know life, it is quite hard. I don't know how I got all these scars, but I heard that Texas was the key to your heart. I don't know if I can crawl that far. Ain't that easy. Heard that Christ was hiding in a bar down in Texas, where we heard bigger is better even from the heart.
All right, that sweet little song was Trevor Sensor with Texas Girls and Jesus. Before that was A Giant Dog. Not literally. No, that the band name, A Giant Dog, with Ghost Crest. It's kind of funny because we followed that with Cat Power, so... Who would win? Dog. Who would win? Cat Power? No. Cats with Powers or A Giant Dog? I vote for A Giant Dog.
I don't know. I definitely... Cat with Powers. Cats are already fucking assholes. Imagine a cat with powers.
Holy shit. I think the only control... The only power a cat would have was controlling people's minds. Because they already kind of do that.
Or they should just, you know, get together and start a militia against Texas Girls with Jesus. No, I'm sorry. That sounds like blasphemy.
Texas Girls with Jesus. No, that last one was just the black cat and all this.
Yeah, I let Byron play that song. I let him play it this time.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Daniela, for allowing me to play my song on your podcast. I feel so privileged and humbled. Very humbled by that experience.
That's what I'm here for.
All right, guys. Well, we're sorry to cut all the fun really short right now. Not really short. It's been an hour.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun, but time is even faster when you're having brunch.
And with that, have a pleasant tomorrow.